I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Wow!
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan, but actually being in Japan. Today, I am standing, walking with Pete Donaldson past some noisy children in the middle of Tokyo, because Pete is finally here.
Yeah, welcome. I'm finally here in Tokyo, and I thought, what better way to spend a Wednesday, is it Wednesday day? Thursday afternoon.
It is Thursday.
Than to stroll through the streets of Japan, streets of Tokyo. Doing a podcast about Tokyo. This is the first time we've ever done this.
The first time anyone's ever done this, ever. It's 3:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We are on the outskirts of Shibuya, to set the scene. If you want to know where we are, if you whack into Google, we're just by the Sorelian Tower. Big swanky hotel in Shibuya. Yeah. And we really don't have much of a plan other than get some coolish ice cream.
Yeah. We thought we'd walk around, read a couple of your emails, and basically do a podcast in Japan about life in Japan. I am on one microphone connected to my body. Chris is on another. And I got here yesterday morning.
Jet lagged?
Very jet lagged, yes. I feel like Jusaboke, as I'm wont to say. Yes, I'm very sleepy. But it's a beautiful day. I think it's going to rain tomorrow. And these shoes that I'm wearing, they're very slippy, so I'm going to probably have to change it to something more comfortable tomorrow because it's going to be chucking it down. We're just walking past a pizza shop to set the scene with a load of pizza scooter delivery sort of systems. They're like big white scooters with big boxes on their back with where all the pizzas are kept, which is very exciting.
Actually pretty hungry now. I haven't really eaten much today.
No, I haven't.
It's a bad day.
Well, basically me and Chris and a couple of others went out last night. It's quite a late. It was a fairly late night, but we didn't drink too much, but we certainly ate quite a lot as well. That's the great thing about Japan. You can never stop eating.
True. And I took Pete to the to a place called Hanbe, which is this 1960s Showa era style place. Where you can like sit amongst loads of old movie posters and broken memorabilia and get food from the era, get food from the time of the 1960s, such as corned beef.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the corned beef?
The corned beef and mayonnaise. They give you, there's all kinds of bits of food, like bits of chicken, yakitori and all that business. But then there's one dish with this very fluffy corned beef. Sort of deluxe corned beef in a tiny, tiny...
You were sceptical.
I was sceptical about it
but
tasting
now,
very nice.
A changed man?
I am a changed man. The corned beef in Japan is light and fluffy, and it doesn't have those big lumps of fat in it, which just congeal into a horrible kind of slurry when you cook it. But no, I was very impressed by
Were you impressed by the prices? So at Hanbei you can get yakitori skewered chicken for 50 yen.
Yeah, that's very cheap,
like 30 pence or 40 cents. So cheap for a stick of
very
chicken.
Very cheap. And we had a lovely night, and your friend bought what can only be described as a big vase full of booze.
I love doing this setup. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. You can probably hear me getting out of breath.
You hear me having
a heart attack.
I mean, you've taken us towards the Cerulean Tower, but you've also taken us up a hill, which is less than optimal, especially because we were out quite late drinking. So
why did I think a hill would be good? I'm about to be run over by a Toyota Prius.
Somebody's somebody's thrown a nice painting away over there.
What's this? Is this like a cat shrine?
There's a shrine.
Hang on.
Is it like a little shrine for art?
I don't know. There's just loads of pictures of cats. I don't know.
No, not a clue. No, it was just like a little kind of shrine that looked like it might be for something, but it just seems to be a lot of paintings in there.
It's quite a nice time to stroll around though, because all the students are still in school.
Right, okay, yeah.
Everyone's still in work, working hard to make Japan a better place. it's kind of nice and quiet this time of the day. It's perfect, perfect for a stroll.
Well, I just met Chris at Toku Creative, a company that he sometimes works for, and their office is in the house owned by a sumo wrestler, and so all of the doorways are twice as large as a normal doorway, which I quite liked.
Quite rightly so.
Very, very big on that. And also I got to visit the world's biggest Starbucks as well.
Oh, you saw it in... so the world's biggest Starbucks is currently in Nakameguro. It's four or five stories of Starbucks, but I've never been in there. I once stayed at a hotel... opposite it for 3 weeks, and every day I thought about going in, but you need to get a ticket to actually go into it. It's like some sort of weird ticket system, as it's so damn popular.
It's what I like about it. Some scooters going past there. What I like about it is the Starbucks is gigantic, and you can't get in without getting a ticket. And the ticket, they've actually commandeered a shop next door to the largest Starbucks in the world. Just to sell tickets, to give out tickets, so you can actually go and get your cup of coffee.
Did you go in it?
No, didn't go in it. No. And I've noticed that, and also there's a Don Quixote that's right next door, which is like a department store that sells everything. And they have changed their entrance so it faces onto the biggest Starbucks in the world, so people can pop in afterwards, or if they can't get in, pop in and buy some actual coffee.
Make their own move by Starbucks. So we're actually really close to Shibuya Crossing.
Yeah.
Is it worth walking through it?
May as well.
And recording it. Chaos. This is a really good ASMR experience. ASMR Japan.
Well, actually, in Japan, I think it gives people a more rounded view of. It's better than us just doing it in the kitchen, isn't it, Chris?
Don't know. I don't know. Right about now, given how hot it is, the kitchen might be a little bit more accommodating. It's pretty hot.
Yeah. So yesterday. I got here and sort of settled in my Airbnb. Beautiful little place. They call it the Hippie Stay.
The Hippie Stay.
If you want to search for it on Airbnb, they call it the Hippie Stay. It's quite a nice little place. It's got a free skateboard, I noticed. It's on like
a skateboard.
It's on the 12th floor, and they're giving you a skateboard. I mean, that's going to be dangerous, isn't it? But it's right in the middle of Shibuya.
Have you attempted to skateboard out the window yet?
No, I haven't. But I did have a rather pleasant breakfast looking out over Tokyo. I'm on the 11th floor, which is really nice. So, nice little view. Yeah, I'm having a lovely time, quite frankly. And then yesterday, me and you, Chris, went to... Oh, what was it? Nakano Broadway, was that? Or am I thinking of something else?
Nakano Broadway.
Yeah, Nakano Broadway. Is that where we went to yesterday?
Yeah. So Nakano Broadway, I've always heard about it, but never been in there. And it's kind of like... they've got loads of retro stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of arcades, things. It's a little bit of a dank old shopping mall, isn't it? But amazing place.
It is.
If you're into
bit,
figurines and memorabilia and weird, unpleasant sex stuff, Nakano Broadway, place to go.
Well, it's like people talk about Akihabara being like the place to go for like retro toys and Mandrake's a really good shop for things like that. But Nakano Broadway is just dedicated to otaku stuff, trains, model trains, a lot of watch shops as well.
God, this is mental.
We're heading into Shibuya now, and you just heard a man whose job it is to help people cross the road because they're doing a load of building works around Shibuya, as they're always
whenever,
they always
whenever are. There's building works, they have like five or six people waving red sticks around desperately.
And that's
find.
All they do. That's their whole job for the day. Do they rotate, or do they do that every day, do you reckon?
Some of them, I've heard some of them wear like actual nappies because... They're staying there like all day, 5-6 hours, waving their glow sticks, telling people to move, and they can't actually go to the loo. Yeah,
that is ridiculous.
So they have to wear special underwear so they can go to the toilet. Disgusting.
That's no way to live your life, is it? Where's the dignity there? We're up on an elevated platform, so we can see into a place where it's demolishing an old building, and there's like. Six or seven diggers in one place. I've never seen six or seven diggers
lived,
in one place just absolutely tearing a building apart.
I like the way you can So we're pretty close to Shamir Crossing. You can just hear the sound levels just ramp up massively just by turning a corner or two. It is pretty busy.
Yeah, massively busy.
It's pretty chaotic there. Because the Olympics is coming here in a few years, or next year. Olympics coming in next year. They're doing loads of renovation. They're rebuilding it all.
Right, okay.
There's two new skyscrapers that have just gone up. Another one's going up, apparently.
Is that the one that's going to be the new YouTube and Google building?
It is, yeah.
They're the only people with money, gosh darn it.
They're the only ones that can afford to stay there. But yeah, so if you ever go to the YouTube space, you can overlook all of Shibuya.
Yeah, it looks very nice, to be fair. It's a nice little building. I like that when we walk past people, people can see our microphone muffs. I'm wondering, we might be in some kind of cult. Do you remember the Dennis the Menace Club?
The Dennis the Menace Club?
I remember the Beano?
Yeah.
You probably don't, but there was... in the UK, there was this comic called the Beano. And the main stars of the comic were Dennis the Menace and Nasher. Now, if you're American, you've probably got a very different idea as to who Dennis the Menace is. You've got a different Dennis the Menace, who's blonde and mischievous.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wears like dungarees and he's mischievous. But why, not as bad as our Dennis. Our Dennis is awful.
So the American version is more American-y?
I'd say so. Blonde. Definitely more Americanized. And he's a bit more... he's a bit more innocent. But our Dennis the Menace is... what can only be described as a little shit. So, it's very different. But his dog is called Nasher.
Right.
And by joining the Dennis Menace Club, he used to get, like, a little badge that was furry, like a black furry face.
Yeah.
With boggly eyes. And it just looks like we're a member of the Dennis the Menace Club, basically.
Brilliant.
There's a man playing drums over there. It's not. I walked past a music school yesterday. I went on a right little stroll. I found myself in some woods. And I walked past the music school, and all the kids were on their break. But on their break, they were all just playing the guitar, like in like a circle. They were all absolutely jamming. So they are so devoted to music, even when they're not actually in the school, they're rocking out on their breaks. Oh yeah, yeah.
So this neighbourhood we're walking through now, we're just right by Shibuya Station now, and we're right by the place we had dinner last night, actually.
Oh, are we? Okay, right.
A few nights ago, I was standing around here waiting for a mate. And there's loads of restaurants in this area. It's a bit... It smells pretty bad. Tokyo's sewage systems are pretty awful. But I was standing here waiting for a friend and a rat ran over my foot.
Mm.
A rat just came out of nowhere, jumped over my foot and disappeared into a hole.
Yeah.
And there's so many around here.
They're not small rats, are they?
They are not small. I'm keeping an eye out for them now. It scared me. But the fear of God into me, that rat did.
I might get myself a drink from the old vending machine.
Why get a drink when you get a Coolish? A Coolish ice cream.
I know, God. I mean, I don't really want to be eating ice cream while I'm recording.
Do it.
But
that's what the people want.
But I've been here for 24 hours. I've not had a Coolish yet. So
have you not?
No, Brand Donaldson.
You sent me a picture of you like holding a Coolish. Did you go into it?
Yeah, I picked it up and I was like,
just to hold a Coolish.
I picked it up and then I was just like, well, I don't need that. I'm not hungry. And ice cream is just, you know, looking after my weight, aren't I? Can't just be eating ice cream all day. There's a dog with a coat on.
A dog with a coat on in this temperature.
What's
the world coming to?
Earlier on today, I saw a brilliant shop that just sold dog clothes, and it was called... Hang on. No, wait a second. I've got it in my phone somewhere. Oh, it doesn't matter anyway. But I had a funny name. And also, I saw a real estate shop called Ball Eggs.
Ball Eggs.
Yeah, Ball Eggs. You only get one chance to name
a real estate shop.
You only get one chance to name your business.
Oh my God.
And you've called it Ball Eggs. Fantastic. I guess we're sort of walking towards a convenience store.
You know what? I haven't seen a single convenience store in the last like 10 minutes of our walk.
I could literally see one now. There's a Family Mart over there.
Oh, there's a mini stop as well.
Yeah.
I vote Family Mart. Let's go mini stop.
I've never been in a mini stop.
Let's go in a mini stop.
So what are the big brands here?
Oh, Family Mart, Lawson's, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
And then there's like some other crap one.
Yeah,
mini stop's a little
Sunkist.
Bit... Yeah.
It's some Sunkist one, isn't it?
Yeah. We're in.
So it basically looks like any other...
But this doesn't have a cool jingle when you walk in.
It doesn't have a cool jingle. It also doesn't have Coolish. Oh, no, wait, it does.
Does it?
What kind of Coolish is that? Oh, that's a pineapple flavor.
Coolish ice cream, guys. This is...
I don't think I've ever had that flavour. I hate to.
Is today the day you're going to try it? Oh, they've got normal.
Oh, no, it's not. No, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try the good one. The new one.
What's right, this?
What flavour? Is that pineapple? That's pineapple.
Pineapple. I'll get a normal one.
Pineapple.
You want to buy it for me?
Yes, I can buy it for you.
You buy that.
Do you know what's a family chicken?
Wow. Werther's original. Sorry. One of my favourite things about being in a convenience store is aircon.
Yeah, aircon is lovely, isn't it? Fantastic.
Every 5-10 minutes, recovery time. Pop in.
I got to get how much that.
Oh, Japanese skills.
Bag. Hit the bag.
Right.
When I like it when you buy booze in these shops. Come on, how to get how much? What the? Whenever you buy booze, there's a little screen next to the till that you have to tell. You have to press the button saying whether you're 21.
To authorise the fact that you're 20.
There's no proof there, though, is there?
Do you have to authorise your age when you're buying Kulish?
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you ever go to a convenience store and you buy alcohol and they make you press the screen, don't worry. It's just to confirm that you are in fact old enough to buy alcohol. And even if you're not, which you might not be, then just press it anyway. It's fine.
Yeah.
Actually, shit.
You are?
Not that I'm advocating underage drinking.
No, never.
Never. I would never do that.
Just walk past a nice tool shop. Mm. The great thing about anything like Japanese, any kind of shop, whether it's a tool shop, a food shop, everything's so well organised and tidy. They take real pride in their work.
You say that, but yesterday when we were in Nakano Broadway, we went to a coin shop, and the guy who ran the place, there was just, I've never seen so many coins and cash.
Yeah, but I mean that's deviant, isn't it? Really, all that business. That's deviant behaviour. They had in the coin shop though. They had some really interesting stuff. They had like North Korean money.
North Korean coins.
They had Edo era coins and stuff.
I was most excited by the British currency, like shillings and sixpence.
Yeah.
I always use the word shilling.
You've never seen a shilling or a sixpence?
I've never seen it. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is that in your time?
No, it's not my time. Actually, I think maybe I can't remember when the shilling died.
The sound of Shibuya.
I remember when the 50p's got smaller. That's about it. So we're walking towards the... Are we walking towards the Yogi Park? Where are we walking to?
I don't know. I want to get out of this bit. This is mental.
Let's get out of the main stretch of Shibuya. We're outside a pet shop just in the Love Hotel district. And unfortunately, there's some dogs in the window. Don't take a picture. Don't hit the glass. And I think the reason why they want people to take pictures is because it's bloody depressing, isn't it? I mean, they are adorable.
Wondering where we are, guys, you want to look it up. Shibuya Mark City. So we started off in the Cerulean Tower. We've gone through Shibuya Mark City and we're now in the Shibuya, what would you call this?
I think this is just the Love Hotel
district in Shibuya.
Bit of a sexy district.
It's a bit rough and ready.
There's a bar. I think that bar there is a
Strawberry Jam, only for men.
Be some kind of brothel.
There's a guy's club called Strawberry Jam, only for men.
Check out this place. It's called Fight Club 428.
Right.
In the middle of Shibuya. And it's a gym and a bar. And basically you can have a little fight in the UFC sort of gym, kick the shit out your friend, while your other friends watch and have a drink. It's fascinating.
Oh, wow. Have you been there before?
I don't think you're right. No. Because I have no interest in
UFC.
Had a
fight in the middle of Shibuya.
Or fighting. To be honest, some holidays, I do actually feel like fighting my friends.
How's the... Oh, wow. There's a Love Hotel here. Rest. 3,700 yen. Stay. 7,400 yen. Rest.
So rest, what's that like? Four hours. 2 hours is rest.
2 hours is a rest. So that's, what, $40?
Yeah.
£30. It's pretty good. Like, if you're tired and alone.
Yeah.
Or with a girlfriend or a guy.
And also, instead of a jacuzzi, they're advertising a blower bath. A bath what blows.
Also known as a jacuzzi.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, I've got in my hand a Kulish pineapple flavour.
I've already seen the third of my Kulish. Vanilla ice cream. How's it taste? Pineapple Kulish, does it work?
It doesn't have that chemically kick that Kulish has. That milky chemical. It just tastes like if you put like a Calippo in a... like a food processor and just drank the contents. So we are in the hotel, the Love Hotel district. So
right,
all of the Love Hotels are...
I wasn't actually expected to come here. Mm. We're outside the front of Hotel Paris.
Mm.
Very clever name. That was the last Love Hotel I'd ever been in.
Was that the one you got locked in?
No, that was an Airbnb in Bath. In the UK. Anyway, Hotel Paris. I'll keep my voice down so they don't hear me slagging off their place.
I'm sure
I stayed in there the night because I got locked out of my hotel.
Right.
Because the hotel I was staying in was rubbish. Anyway, we went there, went in, stayed the night, and I woke up and went in the shower, and the girl I was with, I heard her scream. I was like, what the hell was going on?
Cockroach?
I went back in and there was a cockroach on the pillow.
Oh dear.
And that was the one there.
That was Hotel Paris.
That was Hotel Paris.
You should tell people, anybody going into that hotel,
go to Hotel Zero instead. Which is another, which is literally next door, and Hotel Diamond.
There are so
many
love
hotels. Read out all the names of the love hotels.
There are so many love hotels. Shall we do? It's got a bit quiet here, so shall we wait here for a second and do a couple of emails? I've got some here that need your attention. Just get rid of that picture of ball eggs that I was obsessed with. I also saw there was like a dog hotel as well.
A dog hotel.
There's a dog kindergarten and a dog hotel, and it was above a chocolate shop. Now, chocolate is highly dangerous when consumed by a dog. So it's not an ideal location for a dog hotel. I would not be sending my pooch to that particular one.
Are you a YouTuber?
Wow.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Anyway, we got an email. It's time for emails.
Fax machine.
On location in Shibuya.
As I stick my arm in some chewing gum that's been put on the wall.
Don't put your hand in the chewing gum. Yeah. This is from Simon Wimmer. Got my keys to the Bimmer. Hi Chris and Pete, I'm Simon from Austria. My girlfriend and I are currently on our first trip to Japan. He's basically sent us another video of him singing Why I Man.
Why I
Man. It's we're starting a craze. There's three already we've got.
Is in America?
No,
Murray.
I think he's just taking a strong zero.
No.
We got an email from Callum Graham. I'm currently planning another trip to Japan. I was hoping you guys could help me out by answering my questions. We're planning on hiring a car from Tokyo, driving to Osaka, then on to Hiroshima. Do you have any recommendations of companies? Because obviously we've spoken about renting a car. I never see car rental places.
I wouldn't rent a car if you're going around those places. Because it's, Tokyo to Osaka, about 2 hours by bullet train.
Yeah.
If you drive it, it's like a 9-hour trip.
Yeah. But then
you can
stop off
highway.
In places,
you can. I mean, you could. But I wouldn't really recommend it. Unless you actually are going off the beaten track to places like Hakone or Takayama.
Well, they do go on to say we want to avoid the trains because we like the idea of stopping off at random Japanese towns. So, I mean, you can pick up cars in Tokyo and drop it off in Osaka, can't you?
My advice, Nippon rent a car. The one I always use. Nippon rent a car. There's a Toyota as well. But yeah, Nippon
Toyota do their own. Toyota do their own rentals.
They do.
Ah.
But yeah, I find Nippon to be the most efficient, not necessarily the cheapest, but they're all roughly the same.
Right.
Nippon.
And do you have
Nippon?
And do you have any particular cars that you like renting? Jaguar.
Mercedes. S-Class.
Jaguar every time, innit?
The cheapest, crappiest one there is, which is. Yeah, just go there though. Nippon rent a car.
Just a reminder that if you want to get in touch with the show, what's the email address, Chris?
You have to ask me. I've got a mouthful of Kuish. BrawnJapanPodcast@gmail.com.
Good. Nathan Turner says, "Hey, Chris and Pete, you mentioned in a recent podcast about Pete's Wikipedia page. So I did a little look for myself. It currently reads, in 2018, Pete began co-hosting the podcast of Broad in Japan with Chris Broad. The podcast episodes serve as chapters in a longer in-depth study into the alarming decline in Japan's agricultural industry and what can be done to resurrect it." I mean, obviously, what? we are the preeminent experts on Japan's agricultural industry. Yeah. That's very much what this podcast is all about, isn't it?
Is there a question?
Well, the question at the end is, right. P.S., how can we resurrect Japan's agricultural industry? Have a bit more rice, I guess.
Well, they're a bit screwed, because a lot of people are turning to bread instead of rice, because bread's just more convenient.
Is it more convenient?
Well, yeah, you pick up a bit of bread in the morning, job done. Rice, you've got to, like, boil it, cook it, put it in the rice, push it, it's effort.
Your friend Sean, who lives in Osaka, who's a big wrestling fan, he posted a picture from a convenience store where it had a packet of bread that had like 5 slices, but you could also buy it in a 5, 6, 4, 3 configuration.
Yeah.
Why do you need so much difference in, oh, I won't go for a 4, I need 5, only 5?
Well, you could buy individually wrapped slices if you so desire.
That's very wasteful.
It's incredibly wasteful.
Over there, what's he dressed as? He's dressed as like a cartoon samurai? Or what is that? Like an old school...
Dressed as a cartoon samurai. He appears to be just a guy wearing samurai clothes with a plastic wig.
Is he advertising?
Don't use your Japanese skills. That's what I want to hear. All I've heard you say so far is, "I don't know what I'm..."
When I forgot my bag yesterday in a coffee shop, I said, "Tadaima." I'm back again. So there we go.
What did they say?
Oh.
What did they say?
Oh, I see. Finally for now, Professor Tony Blunt. And he is blunt.
Tony Blunt.
Because basically he's in the Amundsen Scott South Pole Station.
What?
He's at the South Pole.
Antarctica?
People in the South Pole are basically listening to this podcast.
That's pretty cool, because usually it's just people in Sweden.
So we're a mixed bunch. I don't know whether we're serving adverts to that particular part of the world, but we're a mixed bunch, which includes some Japanese scientists.
Mm.
Well, apparently, we're going to be... because I'm heading to Japan, we were planning on covering some Japanese language basics, and I wanted to put a quick request in. Mainly... Chris, every time you do a Japanese, speak Japanese, you put on a mumbled kind of deep voice.
I do. It's a really bad habit.
Is that a thing to do?
I don't know. I think it's because I still feel a little bit weird sometimes speaking Japanese. I feel like I have to take on a different persona.
Right.
So I won't be like, "Oh, see myself." I'll be like, "Oh, see myself."
I've never really noticed that, to be honest.
You ice cream or tabata.
Yeah, so...
It's a really bad habit, actually. A lot of people tell me I need to stop, but I can't stop.
Professor Tony Blunt seems to be into it, so he's getting involved. But he is quite blunt, turns out.
And to be honest, I'd rather be where Tony Blunt is today, in the nice, cool Antarctica, as opposed to the bloody humid, hot streets of Tokyo.
Well, we're trying
to... I'm trying to rest up my arm and look cool on this like bit of concrete, but there's just chewing gum all over it.
Plan for this podcast was to be sitting in like a nice park, but we've literally gone to the stinkiest part of town. Literally the Sexton district. That's a big crow.
Come on, let's move.
Don't trust that crow. He's after my coolish. Oi, oi, oi.
So this month has been mental. I've made 4 videos, and the first video I made or filmed this month was a Love Hotel video. And I've done it before, but this time they actually let us go behind the scenes and see how it's run and operated. It's really interesting. And Ryotaro is my cameraman, but he doesn't like going in front of the camera whenever we film in a Love Hotel, because he's worried it could affect
his damage
image.
His brand.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I can't do it, because I'm a man of honour." I'm like, "Fuck off, man of honour. It's all right for me to be in a Love Hotel, but not you." So in this one, I keep, throughout the video, I keep alluding to the fact that Ryotaro is in fact the cameraman.
is Ryotaro connected romantically?
Is he what?
Is he connected romantically?
What does that mean?
Would it be problematic if he was spotted in a love hotel with Chris Broad?
I think a lot of questions would certainly be asked. With that in mind, I'm not overly keen on him and I being in the same frame whilst in a love hotel. So it's probably for the best that he's not in it, to be honest.
But it's very strange, and what I like about the love hotels is they have windows, but none of them, you can't actually see out or in.
So what they do is they barricade the windows with these like sliding panel giant wood doors. They shut. It feels like being in a bunker. And the aim of a love hotel is to keep you in it for as long as possible. This one's got YouTube, Wi-Fi. It's got a DVD, USB, LAN, video on demand.
It's got DVD.
But YouTube, you can sit in this love hotel and watch Abroad in Japan. That's the way it should be. The best way. But they want you to stay as long as possible.
Right.
Because that's how they make their money. Mm. So actually, food and drinks and things within inside the love hotel actually pretty cheap.
Oh, okay.
Really reasonably priced.
So is it
you
like
think it might be the other way around, right? Like a low cost airline where they try and extort money out of you on the plane. But in love hotels, they keep the prices low.
Ah,
so you stay longer, around. You use the services. You buy the outfits
with the love hotel. So there are kind of like amenities inside the love hotel, you can buy food, but you can also buy outfits.
Yeah.
Like sexy outfits.
A maid.
Good Lord.
Doctor.
My word. So this has been, Chris, a wonderful experience for me, doing a little podcast on the go.
On the go.
With my good friend, Chris Broad, in the Abroad Japan podcast. Where are we now? We're in front of a big H&M and a Starbucks.
Yeah, if you want to know where we are now, the Mega Don Quixote in Shibuya.
Yes.
You should post like a little path where we're going. So you guys, when you're in Japan, you can follow the path of the Born Japan podcast.
They've moved the Don Quixote over the road, haven't they? It wasn't
over there, Mega Don
Quixote. It wasn't on that side of the road last time. Maybe we should do the next episode in the Don Quixote.
You reckon?
Looking at all of the bits and bobs.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. But for now, guys, as always, I mean, I hope this podcast has been good. We don't know how good the quality is going to be because it's the first time we've done it. Could be bad. Can be good. We'll find out, I guess, afterwards. But for now,
we did our best.
We're going to go and record the next one pretty much straight away. So we'll wrap this one up. As always, no matter where you might be out there in the big wide world, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week on the Abroad in Japan podcast, even though we're about to record the next one right now. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.